Let's talk about education in a hyper kind of way. The book is out, Hyper Education, Why Good Schools, Good Grades, and Good Behavior Are Not Enough. We get the author on the line to discuss what is described as a fascinating exploration. Good that you are here, Professor Pavan Dhingra. Professor Dhingra, good morning to you.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, Professor of American Studies, yes, at Amherst College in these times where, well, education is still important to discuss. So good for you for sharing this. But I don't know. I thought going to a good school and getting my good grades and behaving myself, you know, 99% of the time was what I was supposed to do, Professor.
That's what I thought, too. And then I started talking with families who, you know, are well-meaning, they're well-grounded, they're not, you know, they're not extreme in, as you may, we may think about them and caricature them, but he said, you know what, I want my kids to be doing a bit more than what my school offers, and so they have their children in after-school math centers, they have them enrolled in academic competitions, and we're talking about first grade, second grade, like really young kids, and these centers are, you know, names that many listeners hopefully have, or probably have heard of, like Kumon and Mathnasium. They're in Plainfield Township. They're in Cascade Hills. They're all over the area. And they're quickly growing. They're some of the fastest growing companies in the country. And part of the reason is that parents are saying, you know what, I want more than what my school is offering, even when, right, the kids are in good schools, the kids are doing just fine in school. And parents are saying that's not enough. And so they're seeking out these enrichment centers. They're saying, let's learn some more after school through spelling bees or math competitions or what have you. And it's a quickly growing practice for families all over the country and all kinds of parents.
Let's follow along with me on some talking points, if you would. What about the way we are now and perhaps in the future regarding virtual classrooms and parents' anxiety and hyper-education?
Right. I think this current moment that we're in has really actually increased parents' concerns around, are my kids getting enough education nowadays? And parents are more knowledgeable about what their kids are getting from school. And there's concern over what they call, quote, the COVID slide. That is, kids may not be learning as much as they should be, even as it may happen over the summer, but now it's happening during the school year. And so parents are increasingly turning to after-school learning centers and their online options in order to supplement what their children are getting from school. And so what was happening, but already a growing trend before our current COVID crisis, is actually going to be increasing now. And, you know, it could become the new normal in some ways for parents because it's easy to access. They're somewhat affordable, and parents are more concerned than ever.
What about canceling or postponing those academic competitions, Scripps National Spelling Bee and others? I understand this is creating surprising opportunities.
Well, it is very sad for those who, you know, have been working so long and made it to the national competition, whether it be the Spelling Bee or some other thing, something else. But, you know, I think that in my mind, if you work this hard for something and now this championship has been canceled, the kids probably shouldn't just stop, you know, studying, right? Most of the kids who do this, and I've talked to former champions, I talk to everyday kids who do this, and they all enjoy it to a large extent. And so, you know, if a Little League World Series, right, if your kid is playing in that and that gets canceled, well, you don't stop playing baseball in the backyard, playing catch. You know, and the same thing here, kids should still kind of remember what they enjoy about this competition, about the process, but take it down a notch, right? You know, slow down, appreciate what you enjoyed, and get the most out of it that way. So, yeah, it's not like it shouldn't be a total loss for the kids, even though, of course, they're very sad about it.
How is the pursuit of hyper-education gendered for kids and or for parents?
Oh, that's a great question. I talked to a lot of mothers who were very concerned about their daughter's math skills and math confidence as the girls got into middle school. And we know that a lot of confidence and aptitude for girls in math goes down at that age. And so mothers in particular are very aware of this and wanted to make sure their daughters didn't have that kind of fate. So they would enroll them in, you know, an after-school math center for once a week or twice a week. even before middle school, let's say fourth, fifth grade, in order to get the girls' confidence and aptitude so that when they got to middle school, they wouldn't have that drop. But these weren't mothers who said, oh, I want my daughter to be a mathematician or want them to be an engineer. Not at all. They didn't. One mother said, I don't care if my daughter becomes a dog walker. It doesn't really matter what she becomes. The point is she wanted her daughter to feel confident and have opportunities. And that's kind of what this kind of point about being beyond just good grades and good schools is, right? The parents who did this after-school activity for their kids, they think about it in ways just beyond making their kids better at a certain subject. It's about creating confidence. It's about creating the right kind of child. In fact, one mother I spoke to said, you know, and I asked her, why do you have your daughter, why do you have your kids in an after-school math program once a week, as opposed to just doing soccer or something else? And she said, my grandmother survived the Holocaust. My parents put me through school through their hard work. I want my kids to, you know, internalize this notion of hard work and of having to, you know, supply for yourself and pull yourself up. So in her mind, right, it's an everyday after-school math center had such meaning beyond just making their kids better at math and more competitive in the subject. And that was really surprising to me, but it spoke a lot to why these are growing in important kinds of parts of kids' extracurricular lives.
Pavan Dhingra, professor of American Studies at Amherst College, author on the line, Hypereducation, Why Good Schools, Good Grades, and Good Behavior Are Not Enough. What other story would you like to share, Pavan?
Well, one of the concerns around this is that there is growing educational inequality as a result of parents seeking these opportunities out. And there's a real conundrum, right? Because on the one hand, you have well-meaning parents who just want to make sure their kids are getting the best education that they can and do not think, even though they like their schools, say their schools aren't doing enough. And so they're taking this in their own hands. And that makes sense. We all want to, you know, provide what's best for our kids. But the problem with this, the consequence of this, are sometimes negative. For instance, there could be growing educational inequality between those who can afford these options and those who can't. And even though they're not incredibly expensive, they're obviously not free. And also, I was talking with teachers and school principals, and they really push back oftentimes on this pursuit by parents. They say, listen, your kid should not be doing this kind of activity after school. One elementary school principal I spoke to said, parents who have their kids doing this are uncaring. They're ungrounded. So there's a real disconnect between how parents understand what they're doing, which they think is just giving the kids the best they can, you know, making them just, you know, better people, more moral, more thoughtful, and how teachers and school principals and other health experts see it as creating, you know, too much pressure. There's a growing anxiety and stress in schools, and a lot of educators are saying this is part of the reason, this over-intense focus on education at a young age. I think it's kind of ironic, right, that even school principals are saying slow down on education. And we're seeing this, and we're seeing not just a divide between parents and teachers, but we're seeing even in communities, there are those who are really for this and those who are really against it. And there's been tensions in certain communities, you know, at the extreme ends. So it's surprising, and it's important to understand that there are well-meaning people on both sides of this debate, but they have very different points of view, right, of what's going on and what the pros and cons are. And I was hoping to kind of help explore this and elucidate this for communities and parents.
There you go. How do we find out more information?
Well, the book is available, you know, online and such. And my personal website is pavanhdhingra.com, pavanhdhingra.com. It's a lot of letters to spell out there. But yeah, I'm available through, and I can be found at amherst.edu.
Great. Keep up your good work in these times. Professing American Studies at Amherst, sociologist and author. Thank you.